When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So,
I'm an influencer.
Yep, Steve suggested a series with Kevin Hart, right?
Yes, it's called True Story. It's on Netflix, and it's Kevin Hart, but it is not a comedy.
Okay, and then Dawn decided to give it a try. Check it out, yeah. And so, tell us your impressions.
I can't wait to watch more.
Okay.
I love it. I love seeing him in a serious role. This is
fantastic. He does a good job.
He's really good. And Wesley Snipes plays his brother. He's fantastic. It's so intriguing. You know, it's almost mirrors his real life. He plays a comedian who's at the mm-hmm. top of his game. I also really appreciate some of the unfortunate things that happen in this series. Also mirror things that happened in his real life. You know, it kind of follows a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't as extreme as what happens in the series.
Oh,
but
wow.
He does bring up things that have happened.
Yeah.
You know, in his own marriage.
Yeah.
He's not playing Kevin Hart. He's another guy. But you see his remorse.
Yeah.
Through his acting. So I was glad to see that.
What's the thing that you called it yesterday?
The point of inciting incident or the point of no return in a script.
Which is when once this happens in the show,
there's no turning back.
And then the rest of it is always has to consider that thing that happened, either directly or indirectly. And so from that, I found, and this will grow as the series goes on, but you're watching tensely. Again, it reminds me of Dead to Me, where someone new would come into the scene, and then you're like, oh no, they shouldn't be in here. They can't be in here right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of that, which really made me feel tense.
Really? A listener had sent an email and said she couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch it sometimes because of the subject matter or mm-hmm. the content.
Lou hit a couple times under the blanket and was like, tell me when this is done.
That's what I usually do when I watch Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yellowstone. Okay. Well, I will say that what's also really, really refreshing and exciting, you nailed it yesterday, Steve,
Come
when
on,
you said
Dawn.
They actually got it. They listened to people who say they don't want to watch too much streaming. So the first episode is 57 minutes. The second episode and third are 33 minutes.
Oh, okay.
There's a 26 minute banger coming your way too.
Oh,
you're gonna get sub 30.
Watch this.
Oh, you have to, Dawn.
You can blow through
it
so easy.
Okay.
And it's number 3 last night on Netflix.
Okay.
It was number 3 because it's getting around.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting. I was thrilled by his acting already. I'm like, wow.
You know, we've seen this with comedians too, right? Comedians,
they're dark.
Not all of them. Well, yeah, yes. No, some of them do sort of have like a dark underbelly mm-hmm. to their life, but not all of them can make the transition to dramatic actor. But when they do, it usually doesn't kind of work. It usually really works. Mm-hmm. And I think it really works in the case of Kevin Hart. He emotes a lot. Dawn, I know that sometimes his style, which is kind of screamy and yelly and very animated, can feel like a lot, but you know, and I am not suggesting that these are parallel performances,
yeah,
but Robin Williams, very funny, mm-hmm. super animated, and then was able to go dramatic and
Jim
tap
Carrey
into something.
Also,
Jim Carrey, able to do that.
I did tell you I liked Kevin Hart in that movie with Bryan Cranston.
Yes, The Upside.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
very good. Very good movie.
Donna, I think...
I'll watch it tonight.
You will love it.
Okay.
Anybody, I just don't think anybody wouldn't like it. So far, I've only seen two episodes. So, but I mean, the tension is up. You just like, wow.
Oh, I'm excited for you, Dawn, for what's coming. You're going to enjoy the ride.
Okay. So how many episodes?
Seven
episodes. And, I can do that. Okay.
And there's not going to be a season two. It's a limited series.
Okay, I like it even more. And it's you're really telling good. Me that three of the I've seen the next two are 33 and 33, and then there's a 26.
Then there's going to be a 26 banger.
Okay.
And then I think the finale's like 37 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. The show, again, is called True Story, Netflix.